Young Bess, written by Margaret Irwin and read by Phillida Nash.
Chapter 1. She had been allowed to come out to the royal flagship and had been eating cherries and strawberries dipped in wine. All round her the sea was a flaming white glitter, the air was hot high summer, the wind in a mad mood. She was 12 years old, and Tom Seymour, who was Admiral of the Fleet and her favourite step-uncle, was talking to her as though she were rather more. He was joking and chaffing her, but then he did that with all women, even the Queen. And he went on talking to her, looking down at her, with wickedly merry eyes half shut against the sunlight, watching her as though he really wanted to know how she would answer.
"And what will you do when England is invaded?" he asked her. "Will you raise a regiment and ride at the head of it? Will you be Colonel Eliza or Captain Bess?"
"England won't be invaded. She never has been."
"Not by the Normans?"
500 years ago, and they were us, or they couldn't have done it."
"There speaks the proud Plantagenet."
She stamped like a wilful pony and tossed her head, and the wind seized a strand of her smooth hair and pulled it out from under her little jewelled cap, tossing it like a wisp of flame, teasing her, just as he was doing. But it was a bad joke to mock the thin strain of Royal Plantagenet in the Tudor blood, and with her father on board.
"It's lucky for you I'm no telltale tit."
"No, you'll never be that."
"How can you tell what I'll be?"
Her egoism was all agog.
What would she be?
At 12 years old, anything was possible. And so he seemed to think as he scanned her and the wind flicked the wisp of hair into her eyes and made her blink.
"How can I tell what you'll be? You may become anything, Elizabeth the Enigma. Will you be beautiful? Will you be plain? You might so easily be either. Will you have a pinched wave face and carrot-coloured hair and a big peeled forehead like a pale green cooking apple? Or will you suddenly be mysteriously lovely with your hair aflame over that white face and that quick secret look of yours? What will you become, you strange secret little thing?"
"I will be beautiful. I will."
But how astonishing that he should dare to talk to her like this. The man could be afraid of nothing. He saw her thought and laughed again. The light reflected from the sea rippled up, up and over them in a ceaseless, wavering pattern. Their faces were still in that moment of silence, and their eyes looked steadily at each other. But all the time the flickering movement went on, a current of sea light weaving its web over both of them, over their bright, stiff clothes, the gold point of his beard, the red lights in her hair, the soft gleam of her bare neck and shoulders. For the moment, they seemed quite alone on board the Great Harry on the summer sea, the sails soaring above them like big white clouds, and the other ships careening and skimming past them, trailing their blue shadows over the sparkling water. They were here to defend the English shore, the long line of emerald downs behind them, and in front the golden shimmer of reeds that surrounded the Isle of Wight. At any moment the enemy fleet might heave into sight out of the blue distance, the biggest fleet ever gathered together against this country. It was, as she had frequently heard of late, the most fateful moment in all their history. And she had been allowed on board the royal flagship. So great was the privilege, so lovely the day, so bright the air, so dangerous the moment, that perhaps it really did not matter what one said. She gave a swift glance behind her. No one was near. She said, very low, the thing she must not say. She spoke of the person who must never be mentioned.
"My mother. Was she beautiful?"
The air still quivered in the sunlight. The deck shone smooth as satin. Even the flighty wind had dropped for the moment, as if to hold its breath. But her step-uncle still stood and looked at her. He did not turn away, muttering some excuse to leave her as fast as possible. He did not even turn pale, nor pull at his elegant little foreign-looking beard.